Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business, including all the work that Gary Moore has given us over the last almost over 13 years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust since the beginning, since we formed the Brain Trust in 1998. And Gary is the founder of the Financial Seminary, the author of Faithful Finances 101. And we're talking this segment, Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about, do corporations have social responsibility? We know that going back to at least Adam Smith, if not before, his premise was, the invisible hand premise, was that you and I, working for our own self-interest, completely, with only our own self-interest in mind, will create an invisible hand effect that will benefit society. But in the 21st century, with digital greed going on right now, is the invisible hand enough? Do we need a visible hand, Gary?
Well, number one, Adam Smith didn't really say that. He said that in The Wealth of Nations, Jim.
That's right, this book, The Wealth of Nations.
Really brought him to prominence, called Theory of Moral Sentiments. He said that two businessmen can't get together without scheming against the public. He was observing that self-interest can be good for a society, but as I say, there's a huge difference in a bakery of Adam Smith's day and financial engineering on Wall Street. You know, we don't ship bakery products in armored cars, okay? We do financial products. And so we have to have, in essence, a little more of the theory of moral sentiments mixed in with that metaphor he used about the baker, if you will. But there's two arguments on that, Jim. It's been argued around the country academically for about 20 years. On the one hand, there's Milton Friedman, who says the only social responsibility of a business is to make a profit for its shareholders. And then there was Peter Drucker, who pointedly took him to task in a book called Post-Capitalist Society, that says, no, that's the first responsibility of a business, because you're not going to do anybody any good if you put yourself out of business, but you cannot be the only responsibility of a business, that they have other social responsibilities to clients, to consumers, to the environment, and so on. And I, of course, am a supporter of the Peter Drucker notion.
Well, and of course, a lot of corporations over the years have donated a lot of money, helped raise a lot of money, done a lot of great benefit to society, and they would make that argument for themselves. But I'm saying I wonder if at this point in time in this moment in the 21st century, if that's enough anymore. Is that the question?
Yeah. And that's what Drucker said, is that we are moving into a stage of capitalism. You may remember Peter used to rail on the pages of Fortune and Forbes and so on. Steve Forbes, by the way, called Drucker a prophet. He said his ability to forecast the future was uncanny. And Peter wrote that book in the mid-90s, and he used to say that excessive CEO compensation, and I emphasize the words excessive, was like watching pigs at the trough. Peter did not believe any CEO is worth more than 20 times what the average employee makes. That was his rule of thumb. And he said, you can't motivate people any more than that. All you're doing is making them a very generous gift if you compensate them any higher. That was Peter's opinion,
right?
Not necessarily mine, but Peter's opinion, and he was a very smart guy. So I give him some credibility on that. But
right.
I
want to read something. I have the Wealth of Nations book ever at the ready in my studio here. And here's the exact. Here are the exact words of Adam Smith. A business owner, by pursuing his own interests, he frequently promotes that of the society more effectually than when he really intends to promote it.
Yep.
Meaning if he just focuses, which kind of leads you to the Friedman focus, right? The Friedman definition.
That's correct.
And that's been the classic. That's been the classic definition. That's what I meant when I said that was the invisible hand. That was enough for a long time. But now that we have the potential for digital greed, we have globalization, we have tax policy that's at cross purposes with society, I think, going on right now.
That's what Drucker was getting at in post-capitalist society.
Jim. Doesn't that mean that we now need something more of a, and isn't this what the Occupy Wall Street people are saying, is that we need more of a visible hand? An invisible hand is not enough. We have to have a visible hand, too.
Yeah, the problem with the Wall Street crowd, Jim, is, you know,
Occupy Wall Street crowd. Yeah.
Well, I like that the Tea Party has some legitimate points, as does the Occupy Wall Street crowd. But what I'm afraid of the Occupy Wall Street is their visible hand's going to be the government.
Right.
I think each one of us as individuals have to start exercising social responsibility. There's a whole booming field on Wall Street, for example, called socially responsible investing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. On TV the other day, John Chambers.
Can you hold that thought? I want you to develop that in the next segment. I want to make sure you got plenty of time. But you brought up the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street. Gary, yep. I believe both of them come to the streets with a similar kind of unhappiness. They're recognizing a dysfunction that they want to have fixed, and I think they're justified in that notion. Where they diverge, in my opinion, is in how they want to solve the problem. The Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street people have different solutions in mind. I think that's a big part of it. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Gary Moore after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.